Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang dhammang sanghang namassami. So I thought I'd say something about the principle of merit, karma and merit in Buddhism. So this is a very much a fundamental teaching in Asian Buddhism, Buddhism in the East, not so much in the West. It's a faith teaching. Our Buddhism practiced much more with faith and by people who have grown up as Buddhists. There's a Buddhist culture, society in Asia, so you find this practicing for making merit is a very common one, and the lay community can be the only practice. People are making merit to try and secure themselves a better life in the future, a better rebirth particularly, but also good fortune in their current life. So making an effort out of faith that something will come back to them. And the reason why this practice is so common is because it works. It's simply that. And so people see how people who make merit then the most fortunate people. So in this way this belief, this faith survives like that, quite simple. And in society they're all about this together, then people see in the village, town or village, that the most fortunate ones are the ones who have to make the most merit. Whereas for us, we're not in this kind of society. We don't see the results of this, so it's hard for us to have this same kind of faith. And so even harder for people to enter into a strange religion and to have faith in doing things for others. People will be afraid that they'll be abused, their efforts will, and people are just going to take advantage of them. This can happen, of course, but it's going to happen in Asia also, and yet the faith in this principle is rather larger than having faith that what you do, if you do something for somebody, they're going to do something in return. The faith in a more universal property or law rather than just an interpersonal one. So if we have faith in this, we can develop faith in this, then this can be a very beautiful thing. Some people also see this, don't see it like this, they see that people are being a little selfish, you know, if you're making merit, hoping to get something in return. And yet the Buddha is very clear on this, saying that it actually is perfectly natural to be selfish, actually. So for everybody, then the most valuable person in the world is themselves. Essentially, this is the nature of our mind. We will value ourselves above all others, and yet we can turn this around, because if we value our true selves, say, our true minds, our true self, which is selfless and giving and kind and compassionate, wise. Or at least one of these things, we know everybody is all of these things. Yeah, the wise ones and then the compassionate ones are predominantly. We associate merit making with the second one, with kindness and generosity, and yet the Buddha says that the highest merit actually is in wisdom. As Buddhists, then we can prioritize in terms of our merit making, because wisdom, samadhi, these kinds of things are the highest. And then acts of generosity or service or whatever come lower than that, less merit than that, less meritorious than that. We can see there is a kind of a fairness here, if you like, and that the development of wisdom or samadhi takes an enormous amount of effort for somebody to do this. And then the wisdom that they develop, the set of eyes that they have, is a very, very precious thing. And then this may not be initially apparent. You may think, well, if somebody reads the books, they've made a tremendous amount of merit, but that's not what's meant. There's someone who's seen for themselves. This is far higher, because they have something inside, something unique inside, which they can share with everybody. So if one develops this sense for making merit, then this can be a lovely thing, if one can trundle along with this and not look for it to come back in the obvious way. The Lord works in mysterious ways. Then this can be a very joyful thing. So I'll offer that for your reflection.